SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, rates go up again as the Reserve Bank tries to bring inflation under control. Sitcom star Kirstie Alley dies at 71 years old. And in sport, New Zealand clears the way for trans athletes to compete in community sport without having to prove their gender. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. The Reserve Bank has lifted Australia's cash rate another 25 basis points in its last fiscal decision of the year before Christmas. That means the official rate is now at 3.10%, the highest level in 10 years and the eighth consecutive straight rate hike. RBA Governor Philip Lowe says the bank's decision relates to their attempts to bring inflation under control. Responding to the announcement, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the full impact of consecutive increases from the central bank are yet to be felt.
We have a lot going for us in our economy. We've got very low unemployment. We're seeing the beginnings now of some welcome wages growth, and we're getting very high prices for a number of our commodities. But we are hostage to a number of developments over which we have no control. Our economic plan is about making the budget more responsible, the economy more resilient, and fighting inflation as our number one priority in economic policy.
A group of advocates are rallying outside the office of Immigration Minister Andrew Giles this afternoon as they continue their push for changes in Australia's visa system. The Young Refugees Collective says the government has broken its promise to offer permanent protection to refugees in Australia. The collective has partnered with the Tamil Refugee Council, who say that more than 10,000 refugees have been denied protection visas despite living in the community for more than 10 years. Spokesperson Aaron Milvaganam says the Labor Party needs to take action.
We're trying to apply pressure on the Labor government to do the right thing. They promised when they got elected that no one will be left behind. Here we have thousands of refugees who are being left behind. We don't want to enter into a new year without a resolution.
Bulgaria has rejected accusations that its guards shot a refugee at its border with Turkey in October. The accusations have arisen following the publication of a video that purports to show border guards firing on a 19-year-old man with bullets hitting his hand and chest. Interior Minister Ivan Demirdjev says there are no cases of violence against migrants and that instead it is border officers who are facing more aggression from people trying to enter Bulgaria without authorization.
There are clear conclusions from both sides that there is no evidence that a shot has been fired by a Bulgarian border policeman and that no active actions have been taken to violate anyone's human rights.
North Korea has ordered military units to fire more artillery shells into the sea in response to South Korea's ongoing drills with the US across the border. The firing comes a day after North Korea said it fired more than 130 shells into the sea off its east and west coasts, some of which landed in a buffer zone near the sea border between the two Koreas. Seoul has called that a violation of a 2018 inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions. A Western Sydney-based courier company has begun a trial of electric vehicles as the government pursues a decarbonisation strategy in the country's land transport industry. Global Express has purchased 60 battery electric vehicles with the help of a $20 million grant from the federal government, the first step in a future plan to make at least one-third of its fleet electric. Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says he believes electric vehicles will address the problem of road transport emissions head-on.
We're coming from way behind the pack. There are many things that Australia leads on. Electric vehicles are one area where Australia is way, way, way behind, and we've got a lot of catching up to do very fast, and we don't have a second to waste.
Sitcom and film actress Kirstie Alley has died. She was 71. Her children, William True and Lily Price, have posted the announcement on social media, saying that the star died of cancer that was only recently discovered. Ali became a household name in the 1980s with her starring role on Cheers, which won her an Emmy and Golden Globe in 1991. But she was also noted for her film roles in David's Mother and Look Who's Talking. Turning to sport, and New Zealand authorities say transgender athletes will be able to take part in community sport in their identified gender without needing to prove or justify it. Sport New Zealand says it is essential community sport leaders are committed to inclusion, suggesting they could show that commitment by using pronouns in email signatures and communications and appointing inclusion officers. The governing body says it will be up to individual codes to define where and how transgender people compete. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.